USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In his opening statements during a House Judiciary Committee hearing Wednesday about policing practices and law enforcement accountability, George Floyd's brother describes the anguish his family felt when videos surfaced showing the death of his brother.
When you watch your big brother, who you looked up to your whole entire life, die begging for his mom, I'm tired of pain.
Top government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says the WHO was not correct in claiming that asymptomatic transmission of the coronavirus is very rare. Fauci, speaking on ABC's Good Morning America, explains,
there's no evidence to indicate that's the case. And in fact, the evidence that we have, given the percentage of people, which is about 25-45% of the totality of infected people, likely without symptoms.
USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo is withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation Union to help rebuild the department following the death of George Floyd.
I plan to bring in subject matter experience and advisors to conduct a thorough review of how the contract can be restructured to provide greater community transparency and more flexibility for a true reform.
The chief also saying they will work towards building a police department that people view as legitimate, trusting, and has their best interest at heart. The Senate with a historic and bipartisan confirmation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Air Force General Charles Brown, officially the first African American to head a military service branch. The Senate has unanimously confirmed Brown to be Air Force Chief of Staff. He's the second black man to sit on the Joint Chiefs of Staff following Colin Powell.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
More details are coming out about the relationship between George Floyd and the former Minneapolis police officer who allegedly killed him. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The former police officer that was charged with murdering George Floyd remains in custody, and a co-worker at the nightclub where Derek Chauvin and Floyd both worked says the two did not get along. Maya Santamaria, owner of the club which has since burnt down, described how Chauvin treated black patrons. She spoke on CBS.
Do you think Derek had a problem with black people?
I think he was afraid and intimidated.
By black folks?
Yeah.
Is it possible that Chauvin knew exactly who George Floyd was and that this was personal in some ways?
I would think it was personal.
An investigation is underway after reports of voters in Georgia being subject to a variety of issues during the state's primary election on Tuesday. State Secretary Brad Raffensperger is blaming local officials for the mishap and believes that poll workers were not properly trained.
The employees didn't understand the system. So what were they doing for all these months? All of a sudden they wake up and they say, let's have an election on Tuesday?
The Democratic mayor of Atlanta backing up those claims by saying that precincts were not open on time and machines were malfunctioning. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.